On today's episode of the Fantasy Football Dudes podcast, we have our Thanksgiving heartbreak, Derek Carr gets repaired in Atlanta, and a hairy fantasy football bet at the end. Thanks for joining. Good morning, fantasy football fans. Pre-recorded live from the Burrow Den. This is the Fantasy Football Dudes podcast. This is Trent alongside Jordan and Samuel.
Hey, Trent. Yeah, Thanksgiving was on Thursday. It seems like an eternity ago with all the news that's been dropping. Steelers, Ravens been changed like three times. It's on Wednesday now. It's crazy. I can't keep up.
Yeah, what a crazy weekend of football. I mean, the news was nuts. I mean, Thursday, something came out. Friday, something came out. And it was just, it's just been a crazy weekend and top of that Thanksgiving. But I'm excited to get back into this new week here.
Hopefully you guys had a better Thanksgiving than I did. I woke up Thanksgiving morning happy to see family, some friends, play a little football, throw the pigskin around the yard. I get home and I'm playing against Will Fuller. No big deal. It's the last place guy in my league. What could possibly go wrong? Will Fuller goes off. Okay. I still got Dalvin Cook on Sunday. Well, Dalvin Cook gets hurt, but not only do the Washington football team scalp my Cowboys, Antonio Gibson, who I traded that last place football team for Dalvin Cook, goes off on me. I'm in the playoff hunt, and I lose to the last place guy because he has Antonio Gibson and Will Fuller. Yeah, happy Thanksgiving to me. How was your guys' Thanksgiving?
It was pretty good, except for the Raiders just totally blowing up in front of our eyes. One of the biggest letdowns ever. I guess that's life as a Raiders fan. But hey, we thought it was going to be a high-scoring game. The Falcons held their end of the bargain. The Raiders did not. That kind of got me down in the dumps. But overall, I had a great Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I mean, Thanksgiving was good. The few days after that, maybe not so much. I mean, I'll take a big L on the Raiders. They sucked. I mean, it's the last time I trust the Raiders to ever do something good again.
I wish I could say I'd never said that before. But before we get into our dudes and duds, let's do some news around the league. As of right now, the 49ers are not in California anymore. They are practicing in Arizona. They are not allowed to do any contact sports in, is that Santa Clara County?
They do not have a place to play. Even the Stanford football team, they're moving to Oregon. California, it's on lockdown. You can't touch anyone. Probably that's safer for some people, but us regular guys that just want to play football, watch football, that doesn't help our cause.
Not at all. Also, Fuller's out for 6 weeks. I've been wondering how the guy was staying healthy. He gets hurt every year. The guy's taking PEDs, so that explains a lot.
I want what he's taking.
Exactly. Eagles owner gives directive to play Hurts over Wentz. Well, they're rotating Hurts and Wentz on Monday Night Football. So
yeah, that's a whack job over there in Philadelphia. They throw Hurts in for one or two plays, and then they trot Wentz back out there like he'll do any better. It's a mess out there. It's a dog and pony show. You don't know what you're going to get between the two.
The problem right now is that the Eagles are in the crappy NFC East where they're 3-7 in the hunt for the lead. Any other division, they'd give this job to Hurts right now, but it's kind of in a tough spot.
That's the city of brotherly love. So you got two brothers playing quarterback?
Brother from another mother.
Exactly. And the best thing that happens to Lions fans every 4 to 5 years, they fire their coach. And this is what Lions fans have gotten used to celebrating. Every 4 to 6 years, they fire their coach. Lions fans throw a parade. It's just what they do. Most teams celebrate Super Bowls or conference championships, division championships. Lions celebrate firing their coach.
Hey, Matt Patricia, I think, is what depression looks like. And adding being the Lions head coach, it makes it even worse. So hopefully they find someone better, but knowing the Lions, they probably won't.
When are these NFL teams going to realize you can't hire Bill Belichick assistants? They're not Bill Belichick.
Well, he looks like a tall dwarf. Like, have you seen Gimli in Lord of the Rings? This guy looks like a tall Gimli.
Yeah, I mean, NFL teams probably shouldn't hire tall Gimlis.
Patricia, he's a no-go.
Yeah, Gimli axed himself. Other news, if you're playing on the ESPN platform, it looks like waivers got pushed back a day, and they will run Thursday night into Friday?
I think some leagues, they do two-day waivers, but most leagues, they do one-day waivers. Some people, they work for the weekend. I work for the waivers. Sadly, I have to wait even longer for them.
That's going to kill me inside.
Yeah, there's nothing else like waking up 2 a.m. Wednesday morning, checking to see if you got your guy. You know, maybe put some hot cocoa out, some cookies, like Santa, but you're Santa, and the cookies are waivers.
Ravens and Steelers have been pushed to Wednesday night next week. Is that true? Is that what they're saying? It's not Monday night anymore?
Yeah, it looks like it's going to be at 12:40 Pacific time, so 3:40 on the East Coast on Wednesday. So just tell your boss you're not going to be working much Wednesday afternoon. You're going to be watching the game.
Luckily, I'm self-employed, so I'm going to take a longer lunch that day, maybe at Stacked. We'll see. Actually, this is probably the longest fantasy matchup ever because start on Thursday, ends on Wednesday. You have a full week. You don't know if you're going to win or lose. A guy I'm going against has Ben Roethlisberger and Deontay Johnson going, so I'm going to be eyes peeled for that game.
I'm losing sleep trying to figure out what the NFL is doing with all this COVID stuff. It's hurting my brain.
You know what? But I respect it. Unlike college football, where they're just trying these players out. They might have 20, 30, 40 games canceled, but the NFL, they don't care. They push on. So I'm going to give Roger Goodell credit where credit's due. Everyone rags on him, but he's not scared to play. Neither are his players, unlike college, where they're scared to even go to class. And you know what? I'm tired of it. Good job, NFL.
The show must go on. All right, Jordan, let's go ahead and jump into our fantasy recap.
We had some of our, we'll go over our starts and sits from last week. At QB, we had Brady. Brady killed. He had 24 points. Stafford, 17 points. So, I mean, they didn't kill you this week. Tua didn't happen. He got hurt. So, but if you would have took Fitzpatrick, it would have been decent again, too. Our sits, Lamar Jackson, he got COVID. So, I guess we're just psychics. Matt Ryan, this is weird. Falcons put up 41 points, but Matt Ryan only had 14. But it was okay. Cousins, we had on the sit list. We kind of screwed the pooch on that one. Cousins lit it up. He had 29 points. Running back position. Derrick Henry, we killed that one. Derrick Henry had 40 points. I think 3 touchdowns. Killed it. Salvon Ahmed, he was hurt. Didn't play. So that we won't hold that. Don't hold that against us. Duke Johnson had that touchdown. Kind of saved you. So we'll take the W on that one. Sits, Gus Johnson. Well, it looks like Mark Ingram and J.K. Dobbins will be back from the COVID list by Wednesday. So I guess we did good on that one. Melvin Gordon III. Well, maybe we can just tell the future again because he ended up playing with no quarterback. COVID again. The Rams running back kind of did the right thing there, saying don't start anyone. I think Akers is starting to take the head of that backfield. Wide receivers. Terry McLaurin we had starting. He had a solid day. Nelson Aguilar, we'll take the L on that one. Raiders, once again, they sucked. Brandon Cooks. He was okay. Not the greatest start to the wide receiver position. We'll get him next week. I think we nailed the sits, though. Emmanuel Sanders, he had 0.9 fantasy points. Corey Davis had an average game. And T. Higgins, he did okay, but nothing special. Tight ends, we are nailing the tight ends position. As we speak, Dallas Goedert has 7 receptions, 75 yards, and a touchdown. That was a good one. Austin Hooper got that touchdown, 8 points. That's all you want from the tight end position. And Evan Ingram had a huge day with 16 fantasy points. Did pretty good on the sits at tight end. Jimmy Graham with 5 points. And Jared Cook with the big fat 0. We nailed our defenses this week. The Saints, Rams, and Giants all had very good weeks. Went 50-50 on the sits. Niners actually had a very good week. But the Bears, we did well on. They didn't have a very good week on defense.
So you're telling me I'm a genius.
Half the time, you're a genius.
That's all I need to get by.
You want to hear about the gutsiest thing I did this week?
What was the gutsiest thing, Trent?
I sat Clyde Edwards-Helaire, my first-round pick for Duke Johnson. And I won that league. A lot of guys aren't sitting Clyde for Duke.
Well, you listen to yourself. You believe in yourself.
Listen to your heart.
We need more brave soldiers like you playing fantasy football.
Send me to the fantasy front lines. I dare you.
Yeah, before we get into our waivers, we have some upcoming bye weeks. It is the last week for byes, and team number one are the Carolina Panthers. No Bridgewater or McCaffrey this week. And next, we have the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Tom Brady will get some much-needed rest, and those are your byes.
Brady, you know, it was an ugly performance, but he put up some points, so we were happy with that start. If you started him, you're happy. So let's jump into our waivers. Our quarterback streamers of the week, I got Ryan Tannehill. He's only 57% owned, and since taking over last season, he leads the NFL in multi-touchdown games.
Tannehill has had a good year, up and down, but mostly up. He will be facing Cleveland, and they are a bottom third pass defense. He's close to a top 10 fantasy quarterback and only 57% owned. If you're playing someone like Lamar Jackson and you don't know if he'll be playing with Corona or not, I'll trot out Ryan Tannehill and hope for a good like 20-point game.
I think it's a solid pick.
Yeah, I think Tannehill is a fine play this week, and you could do worse. Our next waiver wire pickup at the QB position is Kirk Cousins. He's 38% owned. He's playing a Jaguars defense that is allowing the second most touchdowns and the third most fantasy points to QB. And Kirk Cousins has quietly averaged over 23 points a game the last 4 weeks. In a good game script, he's playing solid right now, and I think he can do a lot worse.
Kirk Cousins, he's thrown for more than 242 yards in 9 of his last 11 home games. He's less owned than Ryan Tannehill, so you might be able to pick him up and maybe even get more points.
He's not your favorite cousin, but he's not your least favorite cousin. But he probably gets invited to everything, so Kirk Cousin, definitely a streamable quarterback. Good Brady replacement.
He's more like a kissing cousin.
And our last streamable quarterback, we're going up a river without a paddle here, but Phillip Rivers. Over the last 3 games, the veteran QB is averaging 297 passing yards and 2 touchdowns per game. Rivers is never going to blow up for 30 points at this point in his career, but he has shown more than enough to make you feel confident about putting him in your lineup. He puts up solid numbers, it seems like, every week.
Yeah, I think out of the 3 quarterbacks we have, this is the most risky one. I saw Jacoby Brissett getting some snaps last week. I don't know if they're slowly phasing out Rivers or they're doing a dual QB thing like they are with Wentz and Hurts over in Philadelphia. Phillip Rivers has a better chance of scoring than Wentz, and you know what? I'd take a chance on him.
With Jacoby Brissett and Phillip Rivers, they're bringing Jacoby Brissett in at the goal line, so he's basically their goal line back now. I think with no Jonathan Taylor, they want someone a little on the bigger side there. So when the ball gets to the one, they just bring in Jacoby Brissett, and they put Phillip Rivers out wide at the receiver position, and they let Brissett go. Yeah, I think Rivers is a good play, and you could do worse this week. Move over to the running back position. Our first waiver wire pickup is Cam Akers. He's only rostered in 25% of leagues. Akers is slowly starting to come on. I mean, they're starting to phase out Henderson. They're starting to phase out Brown. I think Brown actually got more snaps last week, but he only got like 3 or 4 carries. He's not doing a whole lot. They're bringing Akers in at the goal line, and he has 2 back-to-back games with rushing touchdowns, and it's in a good matchup against Arizona, who's giving up over 120 rushing yards per game.
If you want to roll the dice and you really don't have anyone at running back, I think Cam Akers, you're separating the goats from the sheep here.
Maybe you've been rolling the dice with Duke Johnson for a few weeks and your time's run out with him. Maybe take a roll on this young guy, Cam Akers. He might be able to put up some points.
Yeah, definitely a stash if you got room on your bench. And then we got J.K. Dobbins. He's slowly becoming the lead back there at the Ravens. Lamar takes some goal line TDs there, but I think J.K.'s worth a start. Maybe the guy who has him this week had to drop him due to their game being postponed and canceled, so he's only rostered in 50% of leagues. I think J.K., I think he's good. I think he's the best back in that backfield. It's just, will he get the opportunity? Maybe helps you in a fantasy playoff run.
I am not kidding. I want J.K. on my team.
And with Dallas, it's a juicy matchup.
Yeah, I mean, J.K. Dobbins, he's gotten double-digit carries in 3 of the last 4 games, and he saw 63% of the snaps last game. So I just think he's starting to take this backfield over. Ingram's barely playing now. And Edwards is not, he's a one-dimensional back. J.K. Dobbins can catch out of the backfield, and he can run. I think he's, and they want to run. They're an offense that just wants to run the ball. So I think he's a good pickup. Our next waiver wire pickup is Frank Gore. I know it's crazy. I know he's old. I mean, he's like 50 years old still playing in the NFL. But, I mean, you have to look at what he's doing right now. And I get it. Adam Gase sucks, but part of the reason Frank Gore is someone you want to pick up is because Adam Gase is running the Jets into the ground. He's in a good matchup against the Raiders. Perrine is on the injured reserve for 2 more weeks. So you have 2 more weeks, a lot of Frank Gore. He's seen 17 and 21 touches the last 2 weeks. He's playing 60% of the snaps. Like I said, it's a floor play. It's a volume play. This is like, if you have no other running backs and you need somebody, it's ugly, but he might give you 10 points every week.
Yeah, I would trot out Frank Gore maybe if I was a McCaffrey or Mike Davis owner or even Fournette or Rojo. Maybe put a claim in on Frank Gore and hope for 10, 15 points. What's the worst thing that can happen? I mean, the Falcons blew up against the Raiders last week. Who's to say the Jets can't?
I just hope that he can play long enough to play against his son, who's a sophomore in college. I think that'd be cool if they played against each other.
That'd be awesome.
Fantasy is all about opportunity, and Gore seems to be looking at a big role for at least the next 2 weeks.
Exactly. All right, now just some fantasy handcuffs. These aren't necessarily guys that are going to play, but if no one's owning these guys, you probably should hold them because these guys could really make a run for you in your fantasy playoffs. Alexander Mattison, Dalvin Cook had a little ankle owie this past week. Dalvin Cook goes down, which he has an injury history. Madison's going to get a big opportunity. The other guy, Devontae Booker, he put up some good numbers a couple weeks ago. So Josh Jacobs, he also got hurt this past week.
Yeah, at the moment, I think Jacobs is looking more injured than Cook, so Booker would get the bump on the waiver wire. He certainly has a skill to fulfill the need in John Gruden's offense over in Las Vegas. Hey, if Booker is serving as a lead back in the Raiders offense, he is a must-add, especially with a Week 13 matchup against the winless Jets. Frank Gore, Devontae Booker, those guys are going to be going at it all game.
Yeah, I think both these guys are people that need to be owned in your leagues. Alexander Mattison, if there's no Dalvin Cook, he's going to be the main running back there. And I mean, shoot, Devontae Booker's getting snaps now. He's getting carries now, even with Josh Jacobs. I think basically Booker's playing every third series. So, I mean, if they like Booker with Jacobs, imagine if Jacobs is out. I mean, Booker might have the backfield all to himself.
Well, that's enough with those fantasy handcuffs. For wide receivers, I'm going with Breshad Perriman and Denzel Mims. Both these guys are probably on your waiver, and hey, receivers haven't been great always. These guys are getting opportunity. The Jets are losing games, so they're going to be airing the ball out. Perriman had 8 catches for 79 yards and 20 yards per catch. And Denzel Mims, he's a rookie. He had 8 targets, 4 for 67. So expect the Jets to just air the ball out and throw for these guys.
Yeah, Joe Flacco isn't throwing it anymore. We have Sam Darnold, who's a much more promising talent for the Jets. I certainly like the wide receivers for the Jets having a better chance of scoring without Flacco in the backfield. What do you think, Jordan?
If you really need somebody and this is the best you have, it's serviceable. I think that's the word, serviceable.
Look at the upcoming matchup, though. Jets take on the Las Vegas Raiders and then the Seattle Seahawks, who are historically terrible against the pass. So Seattle's going to put up some points, and the Jets are going to be able to throw on them, and who knows what's going on with the Las Vegas Raiders. So I think that Sam Darnold is going to be throwing to these guys. I think they're okay bids to put in on and good wide receiver threes, flex options if you need them. Our wide receiver two on the week, I got Gabriel Davis. He's 1% owned and John Brown's on IR. So I think the opportunity is there because Josh Allen, the Bills can't run the ball. They just air it out. So I like the Gabriel Davis pick. He got a touchdown this last week. He's not the number one or the number two, but I want Bills receivers.
Josh Allen's going to throw the ball a ton, and Gabriel Davis is kind of a stud, too. I don't know if you guys ever watched him at UCF back in college, but he was a really good wide receiver, and I think he's their deep threat. So if there's no one else for you to play and you're kind of in maybe the underdog in your matchup, you need to go for the Hail Mary, I think Gabe Davis is a really upside play. You might get that 50-yard bomb because Allen loves to throw deep, and Gabe Davis is his deep threat.
Yeah, Allen likes to air it out, and they'll be facing the 49ers. They've given up 17 touchdowns through the air. Look to him to be your guardian angel.
Gabriel, our guardian angel. All right, and this one, maybe this guy needs to be moved up, but Allen Lazard, is this Aaron Rodgers? Would you call him his number two receiver?
Oh, it's definitely his number two.
And he's only 27% owned, and he's got Philly and Detroit coming up. And
Juicy matchups.
Rodgers is going to throw, so I like Lazard. He needs to be owned in more leagues. Pick this guy up. And then our next one, we got Deebo Samuel.
This would be a diamond in the rough for waiver wires, this pickup. If you're playing in a league where they dropped Deebo Samuel, boy, you have stumbled across a gem. They just love to feed him the ball. He has the most missed tackles forced since 2019, him and A.J. Brown. Deebo at 35 missed tackles and A.J. Brown at 31. He also has the 11th most yards after the catch this season, and he's only played in 5 games.
Hey, the Bills are going to score a lot of points, so I like Deebo against the Bills. So 49ers-Bills game, I think that's who they're going to go to.
I think it's crazy if Deebo is not owned in your league. The 49ers love him. They love to use him in all different ways. He'll run the ball out of the backfield. They'll throw screens to him. He'll get normal receiving routes. I think Deebo Samuel should be 100% owned in all leagues.
He's 61% owned. So.
Yeah, so 39% out of people out there are not very smart.
Yeah, sprint to go get Deebo Samuel. He's in the same talent tier as A.J. Brown and DK Metcalf, so go get him if he is available.
Get to our tight ends and waiver wires. We got Trey Burton. Only 6% of leagues have Trey Burton rostered. He has two good games in a row. Since week 6, Burton has quietly been one of the league's most productive tight ends. The veteran tight end has scored a touchdown in 4 of the Colts' last 6 games.
Yeah, Burton will be facing off against the Houston defense, and they let TJ Hockey Boy Hawkinson from the Lions go off last week. He had around 90 yards, and certainly Burton can get that type of volume.
Yeah, I like Trey Burton. And the funny thing is the Colts kind of use him as their, if it's not Jacoby Brissett at the goal line, they'll throw Trey Burton in there to run some read options. So I think there's some upside there. You can get in the box different ways. And look, you're just hoping for a touchdown and from Trey Burton and you're good.
Trey Burton's a great fill for the Rob Gronkowski owner this week.
Let's go to our next one at Logan Thomas, 45% owned. I mean, he's decently owned, but I think he should be more. He is a high floor. Since Alex Smith took over, he has 6, 5, and 5, and 4 targets the last 4 weeks. He's basically playing all the snaps. I think you need somebody at the tight end. He's solid. He's probably dependable. He might get you a touchdown. Worst case scenario, he gets you 4 catches, 40 yards. Alex Smith likes to throw the tight ends, and I think Logan Thomas is a good play.
I agree. I've been preaching this for weeks. If you aren't listening to me, I don't know who you're listening to.
Well, 55% of the people out there need to listen to you, Trent.
I tell my wife the same thing. Our last tight end ad of the week, Robert Tonyan. I don't know why no one's adding this guy. 46% owned. Lock and load this guy. Aaron Rodgers is thrown to him like crazy. Tonyan's a must-add, I think.
Yeah, Rodgers loves targeting Tonyan and Lazard. Yeah, they kind of have weird last names, but don't be scared about that. They will get you points in Aaron Rodgers' offense.
Yeah, I mean, Aaron Rodgers is a man on a mission right now, and I think anyone in that offense is worthy of starting any week.
Let's wrap this up with our defenses, our defense waiver ads. I actually picked these guys up last week because I saw them on the waiver wire, but Bears, lots of drops because they were playing the Packers.
Trent, you said you picked up the Bears a couple weeks ago because you saw them, but I would actually drop them again. They don't have Akeem Hicks, who might be their most valuable player. It's certainly not their quarterback play or anyone on offense. I think Hicks is the heart and soul of that defense. Without him, you can gash him all day.
So, Samuel, did this turn into a who to drop on your roster segment? Or
yes. Drop the Bears. I don't want anything to do with those Bears.
Well, maybe we should give them a defense that they actually want to pick up.
Yeah, how about the Raiders defense? We can't tell our listeners to pick up the Raiders.
I know this is crazy. This might go up there with my Frank Gore waiver wire ad this week, but I think you can add the Raiders this week. They're 8% owned, and those 8% people, I don't know why they've owned the Raiders so far, but they're playing the Jets, and we all know the Jets suck. The Jets give up 3 sacks a game, and the Jets have actually, in 8 of the 11 weeks they've played, the opposing defensive special teams have scored double-digit fantasy points. I know the Raiders just gave up 41 points to the Falcons, but the Jets are not the Falcons. Sam Darnold is not Matt Ryan. And I think if you are desperate, if you're like in one of those 16-team leagues out there, I know they're out there, the Raiders might be a defense you want to stream this week.
You're making a good argument. I've been talking to Raider fans that don't want anything to do with the Raider fans. And Raider Nation is a nation within America. That's a good argument. The Jets are bad. The Raiders are a hot dumpster fire of pure garbage.
Hey, I don't want to take any blame on this, so I'm distancing myself from this Raiders defense pick. If anyone's going to lose to the Jets, it's going to be the Raiders. Let's be real. We aren't going to walk into this trap of playing the Raiders defense. The Falcons defense against the Raiders scored like 25 points. Look, they don't have Josh Jacobs. That's the workhorse of their offense. I could see the Raiders defense blowing this.
Hey, Samuel, you want to make a little bet here?
What is it?
I'll take the over on Raiders 8 points this week.
Over 8 points for Raiders defense.
Loser shaves their head. You heard it here first.
I do need a haircut, so count me in.
All right, let's do it.
All right. Our next defensive ad, we got the Seahawks. And the Seahawks, historically terrible fantasy defense, but Giants don't have a quarterback.
Yeah, I mean, what? They're going to start Colt McCoy this week? I didn't know Colt McCoy was still in the league.
Are you serious? Are they really starting Colt McCoy?
Yeah, no, they really are starting Colt McCoy. He took snaps.
Okay. Wow. Hey, hook 'em horns.
No, Texas legend Colt McCoy is still in the league. He's probably starting. Danny Dimes, did he pull his hamstring?
I think he might have tore his hamstring.
Ouch.
Hey.
Ouchie wawa.
RIP to Evan Ingram's fantasy career then, this week at least, because he blew up last week. I don't think that's happening without Daniel Jones. So yeah, a lot less yards for the Giants offense this week. Play the Seahawks. They're stifling the Eagles. So hey, another NFC East team. We like them against the Giants.
I personally like my Bears waiver ad more than both of these picks, even without Akeem Hicks. But our third pick, I got the Bears. No one likes that, but Bears versus Detroit. Detroit just fired their coach. We'll see if those players come out fired up and ready to play, but honestly don't know.
Yeah, the Bears have been embarrassed recently. Hopefully they have a little more dignity against the Detroit Lions. We'll see.
Did you see that? Their players were celebrating after the coach got fired on Twitter, saying stuff.
Well, I mean, can you blame them?
This is probably last week of regular season before the playoff push. So finish strong, get in the playoffs, put in those waivers no matter what day they go through. We went over our waivers, our streamers. This has been a great show. We've had some arguments. Hopefully we'll see you guys on Thursday. But have a great day. Rate, review, subscribe. Follow us on Twitter at @ThatFantasyFootballDude. And we'll see you guys on Thursday. This is Trent, Jordan, and Samuel signing off. Take care.